Last week we spoke of the absence of messianism, messianic considerations in the Rav's support for Medinas Yisrael. Tonight we'll attempt, Rezus Hashem Bli Neder, to speak briefly but more broadly about the place of belief in Yemos HaMashiach within Avodas Hashem. So of course it constitutes the 12th of the Rambam's 13 Ikari HaMuna, the 13 fundamental elements which comprise Emuna. What exactly does it consist of? So in Hilchos Melachim, the Rambam writes as follows. He opens with, in Perek Yud Aleph, with a description of what the Melech HaMashiach is going to do, what he's going to accomplish. And then the Rambam writes, V'chol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, o mi she'enu machak l'viyoso, lo b'sho nevi'im b'lvad hu kofer, ela b'toru b'moshe Rabbeinu. She'harei Torah he'ida olav, she'nema v'shov Hashem alokecha shivuscha v'richamecha, v'shov v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amin, im yi'ani da'chacha b'kce ha'shomoy, misho mikabetzcha Hashem alokecha, ומשם יקרחך, והביאך השם אלוקך. ואלו הדברים המפורשים בתורה, הם כוללים כל הדברים שנאמרו על ידי כל הנביאים. So the Rambam is hard to understand in at least two respects. Number one, the Rambam quotes psukim in Nitzavim that don't mention the Melech HaMashiach. B'shav Hashem alkecha shvuscha, b'shav v'kibetzcha mikol ha'amim, im yiyan idachacha b'kse ha'shamayim, misham mikabetzcha Hashem alkecha. But where's the allusion to the Melech HaMashiach in those psukim? It's not obvious, and then the Rambam doesn't elicit it for us. When the Rambam quotes the psukim in Parshas Bolok, so he darshens the psukim for us. Erenu v'lo ato zeh David, asherenu v'lo korov zeh melech ha-mashiach. That's question number one. So where does the Rambam, how is this the proof text for melech ha-mashiach? Number two, what does the Rambam mean, elu hadvarim ha-mufurashim ba-Torah, these explicit verses in the Torah include, they encompass everything that you find in the Nevi'im. What does that mean? It's just sosib, what he has in mind. Later in Halacha Beis, the Rambam continues, Af bo'ari miklat hu omir, in the parasha bo'ari miklat, v'im yachiv Hashem lakech az gavulcha, v'yasavta lecha od shalosh orim ala shalosh ha'ele. In addition to the three in Eiv HaYardein, and then the other three which they established in Eretz Yisrael, so the Torah says that Im Yarchev Hashem Lekach Zegvulcha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will expand the borders, so there will be another three Orei Miklat. Umei Olam Lo Yadav V'zeh, and this hasn't happened yet. Lo Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Tohu. So this is a reference to what's going to happen B'Mos HaMashiach also. What's the raya to the Melech HaMashiach? So it's clear that we sometimes make the mistake of too narrowly defining what the Yesod HaShleimus is of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikarim. The Yesod HaShleimus, and the Rambam actually says this beferush, it is not narrowly defined in terms of the Melech HaMashiach. It's rather that there's going to be a Yemos HaMashiach. Now, central and indispensable to that, for what now is a vision and what will be a reality, of Yemos HaMashiach is the Melech HaMashiach. So the Melech HaMashiach is absolutely a part of the Ikar HaShneimosah, but it's not all about the Melech HaMashiach. It's about Yemos HaMashiach. And emphasis, the Rambam says this beferush. If for each of the Yud Gimel Yikarim in the Hagdamah to Perek Chelek, the Rambam initially has a word or a phrase that encapsulates what the Ikar is, and then he elaborates it. Hayisod HaRishon Metzias HaBar Yishtabach, and then comes the Vahu, the elaboration. Hayisod HaSheni Achduso Yisala, then comes the elaboration. Hayisod HaShneimosor Yemos HaMashiach. So the Yisod HaShneimosor is that there's going to be an Achris HaYomim, there's going to be a Yemos HaMashiach, a utopian era, and again, at the center of which, indispensable to which, is the Melech HaMashiach. The Melech HaMashiach is absolutely a part of the Ikar HaShen. We don't paskel like Rabbi Hillel, who thought there can be a Yemos HaMashiach without a Melech HaMashiach. But it's not exclusively the Melech HaMashiach. And that's what's reflected in the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Vichos Melachim also. When the Rambam says that the psukim in the Hasharei HaTorah He'ida Olav, so the Torah was me'id about Yemos HaMashiach, and then the Rambam says, Ve'elu hadvarim hamufuroshim ba'Torah, this general schematic depiction which the Torah provides, everything that the Nevi'im say are details, is a further detailed exposition of the Torah's vision. So one of the details that the Navi provides is Vayotze Chote Megerze Yishai, Veneitze Misharoshov Yifeh, that there's going to be from David HaMelech. Raman might say also is not just going to be from David, but David and through Shlomo. That v'yotzachot migeza yishai. Okay, so that's the ikar is the Melech HaMashiach as at the center of a Yemos HaMashiach. But the ikar is broader than just the Melech HaMashiach. What does the belief entail? What does it mean to believe? So the Rambam writes, v'chol mi she'enu ma'amin bo, o mi she'enu mechar kele b'yoso. The phrase Mechaka the Biyoso is from the pasuk that the Rambam quotes in the Yud Gimel Yikarim from Chavakuk of Im Yisma Meyach Hakelo. So one has to not only be Mamin, but also be Mechaka. What does it mean? Many years ago, a story circulated. I can't vouch for authenticity. I don't have any reason to doubt it. That in the summertime, in some camp, there was a breakout for color war. And the way they decided to have the breakout for color war was that they announced that Mashiach had come. There was amongst the campers a girl who was a Yosoma. And when she heard this, so she believed it, and she thought that Tchias HaMesim was imminent, and that she was about to be reunited with the parent that she had lost. And one can only imagine the devastation that she experienced when she realized what was going on. So obviously, that's heartrending. But what the story illustrates is not gullibility and not naivete, but that her belief in Mashiach was real. It wasn't just a belief in something that's so remote, so distant in the future that it had no relevance to her life. No, her belief was real. Mechake, to wait, it reflects expectation. It's not just a belief in a distant, remote event, era, which obviously has no potential immediate or imminent relevance. In the Perush Mishnayos, the Rambam writes, "Hayisod shnei masi yemasa Mashiach v'hu la'amen u la'ames." La'ames, that it should be real. A person can believe, but if what a person believes is he considers so remote, it's not real. That's why in the Hemshech here, the Rambam then quotes on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, "Ve'ein l'gbor lo zman," one is not supposed to engage in speculation as to when Mashiach is going to come, "v'lo l'farish as ha-mikros," not to attempt to interpret the psukim kidei lahotzi mehen zman bo'o. "Amru chachamim tipach tafuach daitan shemachashvei kitzen." So we generally assume that Chazal's criticism of those who are machashvei kitzim is because if a person predicts that Mashiach is going to come in such and such a year, a person will predict that Mashiach is going to come in 4 years, and then Rachman Litzlan, he doesn't come by that point, so then it can, chas v'shalom, undermine people's belief. And that is correct, but the flow in the Rambam, you'll take a look, suggests that there's an additional fallout. If a person calculates, in quotation marks, that Mashiach is going to come in 4 years, so then the belief is not so real or relevant for the next day, the next week, the next month, and the next year. Like, he's not expected, if you're having a dinner guest in 4 years from now, he arranges, he's coming for Shabbos in 4 years, okay. So, you know, a few days before then, so you'll begin focusing, and it will become relevant. That's the mashmos. To understand what the implications are and are not, or the applications and reverberations of this belief, and again, a belief of Mechaka Leviyasa, that it's real. The possibility is real. So let's, again, let's circle back to the context of Medinas Yisrael. And let's pose the question, but Lemaisa, so the Rav's support wasn't predicated upon any, again, messianic considerations. But the question still stubbornly persists, are we living through, are we witnessing a Schalta de Gula? Are we? So in halachic terms, the answer is halavai, but it doesn't make a difference. doesn't make a difference. What does that mean, it doesn't make a difference? On one level, it doesn't make a difference. So let's say a person is wrestling with a question of whether he should be moving to Eretz Yisrael or remaining here. So if halachic considerations dictate that he should remain here, I don't know, let's say he's the rav of a community, and if he leaves his position, he leaves his rabbonus, he thinks, given the heterogeneity of the membership of the shul, that maybe the next rav won't be able to hold the line on certain issues, will have the same hashpa, so then he shouldn't go. And even if what we're witnessing is Haskalta the Gula, he shouldn't go. You know, there's an extraordinary he'ora from quoted B'Shem Reb Velvel from the Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin is discussing whether or not Tchumen exists l'malam e'asara. So a person is not supposed to go outside of the Tchum Shabbos, but let's say he's elevates himself. Let's say there are lamp poles, and he'll jump from lamp pole to lamp pole, so it'll be l'malam e'asara. So is the Tchumen gavin l'malam e'asara? That's the Gemara's event. So Toshma, Hareini Nazir b'yom sheben David ba. A person takes a neder nazirus, either it means on the day that Mashiach actually comes, or on a day that's roi for Mashiach to come, I'll be a nazir. So the Brisa says, Muta lishtos yayin b'shavasos of Yom Tov. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, he can drink wine, because there's no chance that Ben David is going to come on Shabbos and Yom. However, v'osel lishtos yayin kol yomos hachol. But on any weekday, on Sunday through Friday, he's not allowed to drink wine. Says the Gemara, iyam is b'shalom yesh tchumen. If you'll say there is an issa tchumen l'mala me'asara, so that precludes Mashiach from coming. Because even if he'll come al yedei kfitza, jumping, l'mala me'asara, that is an issa tchumen. But iyam is ein tchumen b'shabbosos of Yom Tovin. If there's no tchumen l'mala me'asara, why can't he come? So says Reb Velvel, Mashiach is ready to come. He's ready to come. Everything is all set for Mashiach to come, but it's Shabbos or Yom Tov, and there's an Issa Tchumen. So he's not coming. Everything is going to be put on hold. Bias HaMashiach doesn't override anything in Halacha. If there's an Issa Tchumen on Shabbos, L'malam E'asara, so Mashiach's not coming. He's not coming. He's not coming until after Shabbos is over. If Al Pidin, the person makes a cheshbon that he shouldn't be going to Eretz Yisrael, that he should be here, the fact that we're living during Haskalta de Geula wouldn't be docha that. Me'idach gisa, if there's no reason that he shouldn't go, and you have the Ramban's mitzvahs, you should Eretz Yisrael. And even if you don't have the Ramban's mitzvahs, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you have mitzvahs atzliyos v'oretz, you have all the miles of Eretz Yisrael, you should go. So it doesn't make a difference. Ein Yisrael negon lelev v'tshuva. Should someone who has the kolchas ha'nefesh for it, and this would be the best use of his kolchas ha'nefesh, should he be involved in kiruv? He has his kochas and nefesh, and that's the best use of his kochas and nefesh. Even if it's not a schalt of the gula, of course he should be. Kol Yisrael Arim Zebel Zeh. Of course the person should be involved in kiruv. He doesn't have those kochas, Or maybe even if he has those kochos, there are other responsibilities that he should be attending to. So even if it is a start of the geula, he'll apply his kochos elsewhere. So that's what we were saying. On a certain level, it doesn't make a difference. Does it give a lens through which one can say, if this is Aschat of the Geula, then that's the significance of what's happening? It does, but it doesn't make a difference. On one level, it doesn't make a difference. That's why when you learn in the Rambam, so the only thing the Rambam says to do, in terms of bringing about Yemasa Mashiach. So the Rambam says, continues after saying not to be Mechashev Kitzim, he says, Lahamin bo min ha'gedula v'ha'ava u'lehispala l'bo'o. We're supposed to doubt it. One last comment. The premise that we're living through Aschat of the Geula, halavai that's true, and that has practical implications. Logically doesn't have to, but empirically sometimes does give rise to a mindset that since that's the process that's unfolding, and the assumption that, again, that it does impact halacha lemaisa, it gives rise to a mindset which is, again, as illustrated by this Gemara in Erevin, which is totally antithetical to halacha, that the ends justify the means. And things which shouldn't be done are done. And again, it doesn't have to arise out of that mindset. Again, there's no logical Hechrech, that to come to that conclusion, but Lemaisa, we know history attests to the fact that mindset of that the Geula is unfolding and we're supposed to be pushing it can and sometimes does have very wrong applications.